Hi, this is Ken Tesler. Welcome to Psychic Tapestry Deja Vu, an encore presentation of a previously aired Psychic Tapestry program. That's a nice way of saying that this is a rerun. The show originally aired sometime in the past month. Since this isn't a live show, please don't call, even though you'll hear me giving out the phone number. And some of the events that are referred to on this show may have already taken place. To keep up to date with all our upcoming appearances and events, click on the Events tab at PsychicTapestry.com. That's also where you'll find our upcoming broadcast schedule. You can catch Psychic Tapestry live on Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon Pacific. With that said, I hope you enjoy this blast from the recent past. Here's Psychic Tapestry, Deja Vu.
I see it. There's already things online, so not all this and I agree with about podcasting and that moment that shifted you from being an accepted into being a believer, Brian will tell us his story, and we'll also be taking your calls, your questions from the chat room. Hi to Asia and everybody else that are in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. Questions from Twitter and Facebook as well. Just look for Psychic Tapestry through those places. I do want to mention that on our Facebook page, I posted some pictures that my wife took last night of the supermoon, which are pretty cool, and it looked like we had in a couple of the pictures some guests joining us for the viewing of the supermoon. If you want to go by and take a look at that, and if you have your own pictures, I know that I think Rebecca asked if she could post hers, so if you have pictures from the supermoon last night, love to see them, just pop them on the website on facebook.com/psychictapestry, and we will check them out. Wanted to mention that something new, and I think I forgot to mention it last week, on our website at psychictapestry.com, Adam the Crystal Gridmaker is there giving us a healing stone of the day. You've probably read about or seen the video about Adam. He's a 10-year-old boy, and he has an amazing connection with crystals and healing stones, and gets tremendous information. If you want to treat, go to YouTube and look up Adam the Crystal Gridmaker, and you'll just be amazed at what those boys can tell from the stones. But as he can, he's giving us the healing stone of the day, and we're giving you that information so you'll get to see a different stone, and he tells you a little bit about it and what it means. And I think it's pretty cool. So you can check that out at psychictapestry.com. And I think that brings us up to date, if I'm pushing the buttons correctly. This should be Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I am doing amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. If you have a question for Brian, the call number is 347-838-9903. I only throw that out right away because there are a bunch of people hanging on to talk to Brian, and wanting to give everybody as many a chance as possible. So thinking that it's like to talk to Brian, ask him a question, you can call him right now. And we'll get to the calls in just a couple of minutes. I guess one of the first things, Brian, to sort of introduce you to everybody is that I'd like to ask you is your gift being a psychic medium, is this something that you've always had, or that you've always had it? Okay.
I've always had this gift. It's going back to my family history, I found that I come from over 350 years of this. Of tea readers and mediums and psychics and ministers and healers. I'm just carrying on the family torch. And I get it from my great-grandmother, who passed away in 1955, and so I never met her in this life, but I have developed a special bond with her since I started doing this work.
Did you always accept that you had this gift? Did you try to fight it early on, or...?
When I was 4 is when I found out that I had this gift, but I didn't know what to call it. I didn't know what it was. Because I was seeing things and hearing things and knowing things that others in my family weren't. And then it scared me. I mean, when I was 4 years old, my sister ran away to get married, and I happened to walk past her bedroom, and this short, dark, little fuzzy figure kept trying to pull me into her bedroom, and it scared the bejesus out of me, like, literally. So ever since then, you know, I've had different experiences that just grew me as a person into understanding what my gifts are.
What is the event you just described of being pulled into your sister's room? I guess I don't know if that was it. Was that the moment? Was there ever a moment where you were a skeptic, where you didn't really believe what you were seeing or hearing? I know you said you didn't know what to call it, but
I did. It's funny you mentioned that, because it wasn't until I didn't believe in it until I actually seen Sylvia Brown for the first time on, it was on a talk show, Sally Jesse Raphael. And I sat there going, really? People can see into the future. People can talk to the dead. And then shortly after that, my grandmother died, and then that kind of exposed me to death and dying and the other side. And then I started putting my own experiences together with what I was seeing in front of me and hearing. And then my skepticism went away. It's just like it just disappeared.
And, you know, you have a book that just came out, I think, like a month or two ago.
It came out late March, early April.
And I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but this looks like this is your story of owning who you are.
It covers my journey of since 2008, but I kind of backtrack and go over when I knew, what happened, you know, how did I start to mold and shape into what my gifts are. It also talks about my coming out as a gay person. So I kind of blended my sexuality and my spirituality all together. And so far, it's been a very positive experience with people picking up the book and reading it and really shining a light on things that people didn't really know about me.
I think that's, I know that for a lot of people who are on the fence with all metaphysical things, they want to put people who are psychic mediums in sort of a box and a niche, and that's your identity, that's all you are. And what people don't realize is that just because you're a psychic medium, you're still a person. And, you know, you still have the same issues to deal with that everybody else does. You still have to go to the grocery store. You still have to do all the things that everyone else has to do. It doesn't take you out of that. You just are in a, I hate to use the word profession, because it makes it sound like a job. But you're in a, but as a psychic medium, you're doing something that most people who aren't affiliated, who don't know someone who does that, most people look at that and their experience with it. And I know my experience up until about a year ago, a year and a half ago, was largely what I saw on TV and movies. You know, Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. You know, what you read in a Stephen King novel, that's what a lot of people think of when they think of someone who is a psychic medium. And and my own experience with it has, and I came to it as a definite skeptic. I wanted to believe, but I just, you've seen Polar Express, the animated movie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a scene on that where the child is talking to what he thinks is a hobo on top of the train, and they're talking about believing. And the hobo says, "You want to believe, but you don't want to be bamboozled." And that's sort of where I felt. I wanted to believe, but I just felt like there had to be a trick or something behind it, you know? There had to be, and I think that's, and from time to time you see a headline where there was somebody in Florida, I think, a month or two ago, who was practicing as a psychic medium and was arrested for bilking clients out of thousands of dollars, and she was a fraud, and she's going to, and people see that and they go, well, see, there you go. They're all fake. They're all doing this. They're all making money. And there's a big difference between somebody who is, if somebody tells you they need $10,000 to talk to your great-grandmother or to remove a curse, something, you know, just like a doctor, get a second opinion.
I educate a lot of my clients on, and everybody on, how to tell a real person from a fake. It's all about that feeling. If you walk into a room and someone says, come up to you and say, you have a dark energy attached to your aura, I want you to come back $500 for the first session, and then $10,000 for the next one. You look at them and say, no thank you, and walk away. Because these are tricks that people have been using for centuries. Oh, you know, for $250 I could talk to whoever. Well, you know, I tell people, you know what? If you have someone that says that to you, you walk away. I have had people literally will sit down with me and tell me, I don't believe in you. I don't believe in people like you. And I just take it with a grain of salt and go, okay, that's fine, no problem. And then I start reading them, and then they walk away going, how did you know any of that? And they're shocked. It's because, one, they could be skeptic or they just don't believe at all. And then I read them, and or someone else I know will read them, and then boom, they believe. I'm like Teresa Caputo. I don't go to people and make them believe. That's not what I'm about. Even if you're open just a small amount, if you're open just a small amount, then that's all I need to relay that message to you, to know that your loved ones are safe and at peace, and that there's, you know, that communication can still continues on with them.
But one of the things I have really been amazed at, and I didn't notice it before, and so I've been doing this show for a little over a year now, and before I really got involved in talking to psychic mediums, and I have a good friend here in San Diego who was on this show, Teresa T, who's a psychic medium, and before I had no idea that there was so much real hate from people who don't believe. I saw an interview with John Edward recently, and he was saying one of the things that he says, well, any publicity is good publicity. He said that he told his kids, don't Google Daddy. because there's so much hate out there for people who do this. And I don't get it. I can understand not believing, but I don't get why it gets so hateful. Have you come across that? Have people acted that way for you?
I've done craft shows and stuff like that, church bazaars and stuff like that, and people will see my table and look at me like I'm the devil. And the sad part is because there are so many things written in the Bible that people follow, and a lot of people won't stray from that because if they turn and see that there is an afterlife, that there are angels, that there are loved ones on the other side waiting for us, then if they turn to see that, then what says in the Bible is wrong. Not everybody is out to take your money. Not everybody is out to inflict more pain on you. Because I've had a group of women come to me, all lost their husbands to cancer. And they, you know, I tread very lightly with that because once I open the floodgate, everything comes out. And all of them were just shocked because they believed in the Bible and what it said in the Bible. And now here I am saying all these things to them about what their husbands are telling me and everything that happened leading up to their passing. They knew right away these are perfect strangers. How would I know the most intimate details of their life and of their pain?
Right.
There's no knowledgeable way. It's not written down in a book or on TV or whatever. You know, so I don't have the time to be looking up clients on Google and all. That's not me. And when it comes to me for a reading, well, sit down and I'll let spirit amaze you. That's just how I know.
Yeah, and it really is amazing. In addition to the hate and the conspiracy theories that, and you touched on this, that a psychic medium can Google you before you come in and find out all kinds of things, it's funny that people can believe that the internet is so magic, but they have trouble believing in a psychic
mm-hmm.
medium. But it's not like, you know, like what you had for lunch, what your grandparents' favorite color is, what your great uncle used to do for a living, that stuff's not readily available online.
Yeah. It's like your grandmother's favorite perfume scent is not written online. So if I start smelling like a lavender or lilac, your grandmother's letting you know she's right next to you.
Right.
You know, so how am I picking up on that? And, you know, so many people have, like I said, have discounted me from the get-go. And I've actually had people look at me and look at my business card and just drop it on the table and walk away. And I just say, well, God bless you. And see, people don't expect that from me. They don't expect me to, you know what, just because you're going to hate me, I'm just going to be nice and send you light and love and send you on your way. And it's those people that I get a phone call on email sometime later asking for a session, you know. That's how I combat hate. If you want to come and hate me, you come and hate me, but I'm just going to surround you with white light, love and light energy, and I'm going to send you on your merry way. And sooner or later, I get an email from them saying, I don't know what you did to me, but you know what? I feel so much more happier. Or, can I please get a session? You know, not everybody's out to steal your money. Not everybody's out to hate you. And being a light worker, we're at the forefront of that. I don't like to think it's this way, but it kind of is. the battleground of good versus evil. You know, we have a lot of evil energy and hate in this world, and we, light workers, are coming to bring God's love and light to Earth and to its inhabitants so that you can see that, you know, you don't have to be mean and hateful to people. You know, you acknowledge people, you know, acknowledge, you know, what a person does. Okay, I acknowledge that you're a psychic medium. Do I believe in it? No. And that's okay.
Yeah. Looking at your website, I put a link to it on our Facebook page for anyone who wants to go by later. If the website is Brian Warner, and that's Brian with an I, and Warner, W-A-R-R-I-N-E-R, .wix.com/inside-out. And the reason I mentioned this, I'm just looking at it now. This is, you can get your book, you can get Brian's book directly from him through his website. But I was just also looking at, and you also do phone and Skype readings. So anybody who's listening now, you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes, I am. In New Jersey until God sees fit to move me somewhere else. Which I have a feeling is going to be quite...
Do you have any inkling on where you're going?
To Philadelphia, to my hometown.
Nice. Where I'm going with that is that if you're listening now, you can get a reading with Brian on the phone or through Skype if you're not in that area. But you can check on that on his website. I also see you do tarot reading. How did you, was this another family thing that got handed down to you?
It goes hand in hand with what my great-grandmother used to do. She was a tea reader. And she would read the tea leaves and stuff like that, and she predicted some crazy stuff that did come to fruition. But it wasn't until about maybe, I'd say a little over a year ago, I would do card readings, and all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, it's not really resonating with me, but I have almost every deck drawing virtue ever came out with. And one day I just sat there and I pulled a couple of cards, and all of a sudden they started, like, talking to me. Like, they were, like, I was hearing what they were saying in the messages that they wanted to imply as towards the reading. And I started working with it more and more and more, and the more I worked with it, the stronger it got. So whenever someone comes to me for a card reading, you know, I'll do the spread, and then I just sit there and I start hearing what they're telling me. And then the angels and guides and loved ones start chiming in. And even I've been doing this work for about 5 years, almost 6. I don't care how many years you've been into this work, you always get that awe feeling like, really?
Yeah.
This is going on. Like, seriously. You know, sometimes, you know, even to this day, you know, when I get signs and symbols from loved ones on the other side, you know, my aunt passed away a month ago from cancer, and her energy is so strong. You know, I will see her in my dreams. I actually see her standing in front of me, and I'm like, wow. So, you know, like I said, even with the cards, it's like they start talking to me. At first, I thought I was going crazy, but, you know, with me, it's like anything's possible at this point. Because I'm telling you, the things that have happened to me, I'm like, wait a second. Did this really just happen? Okay. Just want to make sure. I was going crazy.
No, it's funny that you...
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, people think that psychic mediums are somehow all-knowing and can't be surprised. And I think it is really terrific when you talk to someone who does what you do and they are still I mean, some people do get jaded, but to hear somebody like you who's doing this, who does still get, you know, get that feeling of awe about how amazing this is, and you know, you don't expect somebody, or I guess a lot of people don't expect someone who does this to still be able to go, wow, did that just happen? Amazing.
It is. That it's like that feeling of, oh my God, it's true. You know, I have a small group of friends. My friend Savon, my friend John, and my spirit mother, Bobby Allison. We all email each other going, okay, I need a little help here. Can you help me? And whatever comes out, it blows my mind because we will talk, you know, we'll check in with each other. Hi, how you doing? What's going on? Can you do this? What are you picking up on this situation for me? What's going on here? What's going on there? And the things they will tell me about me, and see, I'm the kind of person that I really don't share a lot with people. You know, I keep things to myself. I'm a very private person. But the things they tell me blow my mind. And even my tarot reader friend, Joanne Mertz, she is, the first time I had a session with her, this was a couple of years after I've been into the journey. She sat down, she drew the cards, and was telling me all these things about how I was I had a relationship with somebody. It was a short-lived one, but it was a very spiritually based one, but it was also some sexual energy involved in there. And my friend Janice had brought me, I wanted to look at Janice and go, what the hell did you tell her? Because Janice was the only one that knew some of this, but everything else that Joanne was telling me, she didn't know. And I'm like, get the hell out of here. Are you kidding me? Like, it took me by surprise. And that's why I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And again, same thing with all my other friends when we exchange readings. The things that come out of me for them, they're just blown away by it. And I'm always like laid back, you know, when I do a reading for anybody, whether it's a client, family member, friend, it's always just laid back. I'm down to earth, laid back, and whatever comes out, comes out. And half the time the things that come out surprise me. Because I'm like,
hey,
yeah.
Anyways, I find it fascinating to work that and this was something else before I got involved with the show I had never really even considered before. But I've talked to so many psychic mediums who talk about getting readings from other psychic mediums. And that's something else that I guess people who don't do that don't think about. Just, if you're a psychic medium, you should be able to talk to whoever you want to. Why do you need somebody else?
I like, you know, and the thing is that we exchange readings, but we also exchange advice. You know, sometimes, we all get stuff. You know, just because I have these God-given abilities, I'm walking the same way you are. I'm searching the same way you are. So I may get stuck every once in a while, and it's like, I need something that's going to help me elevate my energy and my vibrational level to get me to move forward. And that's why...
No, I was going to go ahead and finish what you were saying.
And that's why, you know, and again, it comes in with that surprise factor of, wow. Because, you know, we all have sometimes get disillusioned and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel that we're walking through. I believe somebody posted on Facebook not too long ago, there was a saying that said, the light at the end of the tunnel is not the illusion, but the tunnel is. And so, you know, we have that tunnel that we go through. And that's why, and like I said, that's why, you know, me and my friends, we will exchange readings, because sometimes we get stuck and we need a little advice, and when we're stuck, our channel tends to get a little stuck.
One other question for you about something that you posted on the website, and then we will get the calls. 347-838-9903 is our number, by the way. But as I was scrolling down all of the different readings that you do, near the bottom it says realm reading. And I'm not familiar with that. Can you sort of explain what a realm reading is?
A realm reading is actually the new course that Dorian Virtue came out earlier this year. Basically what it is that everyone walking Earth kind of comes from certain core realms or blended realms. It kind of makes up everyone's personality, makes up everybody's physical attributes. And you can incorporate realm reading into, you know, regular readings and healings and stuff like that. You have people that are incarnated angels. Incarnated angels are angels who actually incarnated into the physical body for their purpose on Earth. Part of their purpose means they have to go to Earth to work on Earth. And, you know, the elemental realm as well. We have people that, you know, you kind of look at them and go, not to be mean or anything, but you kind of look at them and go, well, they kind of look like an elf a little bit. It's probably because if you were to sit down and do a realm reading with them, you would find out that they are an elemental, incarnated elemental, and they're here because they want to kind of take care of the Earth. You know, a lot of the environmental people that are fighting for animal rights and fighting for climate change and, you know, and stuff like that are elemental. Elementals are all about the environment and balance and, you know, taking care of the animals and bringing peace to the world. So when you sit down and do an element, a realm reading, it's very fascinating because you get to kind of see more so the inside of a person. You see it through their eyes, their face, their life, their dislike. And I have actually done a couple of realm readings for people, and I've asked them for a picture that I can clearly, just their face picture, so I can see your eyes, your likes and your dislikes. And I will sit there and look at the picture and look at their likes and their dislikes. And then I will pinpoint which realm they come from. And then I can describe to them the realm. And everyone that I've done a realm reading for has said that matches them to a T. I've had a friend who's he's very spiritual. He's very, you know, he's very in tune with being by water, but he has a fear of water. And I was doing a realm reading for him, and I just happened to swim on Atlantis. And I, to be sure, I looked it up in one of Dorian's books, and it was the Atlantean realm. And I described to him what I was picking up on as far as the Atlantis and all that stuff. And he was like, you're right, that matches me to a T. And people that hung from the Atlantean realm actually had a life in Atlantis at the time that it imploded. So when you really get down to it and get into the realm reading, it's very interesting because it then shows you how we can all connect to people. You know, I look at it as an energy exchange.
Very cool. You can find out more about that on Brian's website. There's a link on our Facebook page. I know I said that was the last thing, but I thought of another thing. So everybody who's hanging on the phone, please hang on just a moment longer. I just wanted to mention that you have an event coming up this fall, the Inside Out Spiritual Awareness Expo. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that came up as an idea for me. Just because part of what I do is about bringing people to some sort of spiritual awareness, whether it's to make them aware of their angels, their loved ones, mother and father God, whoever on the other side, even if they come to, you know, finding Buddha or Muhammad or Kuan Yin or whoever they can connect to. And so what I wanted to do was bring together a group of like-minded people to help teach this world, the world that we live in, which is unfortunately so full of negativity and so full of hate and war and disease and mean things happening. It's really, truly hell on earth. But I wanted to bring all these like-minded people together so that for one day, our like-mindedness are, you know, we have so many vendors from angel readers, channelers, and other psychic mediums. I will be there. I'll have a table set up for a Meet the Author event, so you can come and meet me. It'll be held at the Courtyard Marriott in Glassville, New Jersey. And it's a free event. Everybody can come and, you know, come and have a good time and pick up some supplies, sage, crystals, whatever, and really kind of connect with that like-minded love and light energy.
Cool. I just put a link to that on our Facebook page as well. You get a facebook.com/psychictapestry. You'll see it at the top, Inside Out Events and Spiritual Awareness Expo. So you can find out more information or just check that out or just make it as a reminder. So you can.
And also, next month I have two events coming up. One will be held at Emerald City Cheese on Main Street in Mullicutt Hill, New Jersey. The date we haven't set up yet, but it will be sometime in August. And August 2nd, I believe it is. August 2nd, I will be at the Treehouse Coffee Shop in Audubon, New Jersey. So we'll be doing a book event there where you come, you get a copy of the book, we'll do a Q&A session. Everyone who comes will hopefully be able to get a reading. Everyone gets to ask one question, and it'll be a great day for everybody to come and have a good time.
Cool. That's also, by the way, on Brian's website, so you can find out more about that or just have that as a reminder. August 2nd is coming up pretty quickly, actually, just a couple weeks away. I guess we should get to the phone since people have been so patient to hang on.
Sounds good.
Okay, Brian, when you do a reading for somebody, do you need to be able to hear their voice? Because we have a lot of people in the chat room and Facebook and Twitter. Can you do anything for besides answering questions? Can you do anything reading for them? Or do you?
All you would have to do is give me their first name and read the question, and I can pick up their energy just through their name.
Okay. So if you're listening in the chat room or if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you can start shooting us your questions and we'll try and get them to Brian as we take calls. If you want to call in, 347-838-9903 is the number. And let's head to the phone. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami.
Okay. And you have a question for Brian?
Yes, I do. And thank you so much for you guys doing this and taking your time to even offer a little bit of insight in everyone's eyes. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you for calling in.
I mean, I actually have been trying to get into being more intuitive myself. So, I mean, I understand it's a big thing and it's draining and it's a lot to take on for a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if you possibly see anything coming into my love life. Like, nothing like tomorrow, but like within a year or at the end of the year, if possible.
Are you seeing somebody right now?
Well, I'm currently getting to know someone. We're not, I don't know, I'm not a dater, so I don't know if that's technically called dating, but I'm getting the feeling that we really just should be friends, and I'm fine with that. He's a wonderful person. I just
don't
really
is he dark hair?
Yeah.
Okay. And does he have dark eyes?
No, they're actually, a pretty nice, like, light brown.
Okay. Because the person I actually see you marrying is somebody who's about 2 inches taller than you are. Dark hair, dark eyes, caramel complexion, and is either... Okay. He's either African American or Cuban, or a mix of both. But you won't meet him until just after the new year. Because what they're showing me is you have yet to meet this person, and you're going to come together, and you'll know this person. You'll just happen to know this person. Because you could be distracted and all of a sudden somebody walks in and you're like, oh, he's here. You'll just know that he's right there. And it's going to be a quick forming relationship to the point where it'll drive some people crazy because they're like, wait, you just met him 2 weeks ago and you guys are already prepared to move in with each other. Not that you won't, but it's like that kind of fast-moving energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a J name, either John or Juan. Juan.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is they're showing me you and him coming together in a gold ring around you two. So when I see a gold ring, that does mean that this relationship will end in marriage.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting because I never really thought I'd want to get married. Oh.
And see, there are people in this world that will change our whole perspective on life. They come in and it's like, I don't know what it is, but I don't feel the way I used to. I'm the kind of person I already came to the conclusion, I won't get married. I won't have children. Now that I'm getting closer to being 30, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I do want to get married. Maybe I do want to have kids. And it's because someone came into my life and changed my whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So people do come in and change your whole perspective on life, and then you think, you know what, I would like to get married. I would like to have kids. But yeah, he you'll just know because something in your soul, inside your heart, your own intuition will tell you that this is the right person.
Thank you so much for all that insight. I mean, that's really kind of surprising.
And also, if you want to develop your own intuition and your own abilities, you can look at my website. I do offer personal one-on-one, mentoring to help you develop your own intuition.
Okay, that'd be great. Could I get the website one more time?
It's brianwarner.wix.com/inside-out.
/inside-out. Okay. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I so appreciate
You're welcome,
this information.
Samantha.
And have a wonderful day. Thank you again.
You're welcome and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Samantha, before you go, if I may, when you do meet Juan, I wouldn't make one of the first things that you that a psychic medium said that you were going to get married.
Oh no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that because I usually pick up some things on people, and I've actually had dreams about different people that I even haven't met yet, and they will just come in. And I'm not going to tell them, oh yeah, I had a dream about you, and they're like, but we just met. I'm like, never mind. I don't want to freak anyone out and make them crazy.
It'll be a funny story.
Story of my life.
Much.
Yeah, like you don't want to lead into, hey, you know what? We're going to get married, and I know it because someone told me, like, okay. Yeah.
That's great. I just thought we were like, we're going to get married.
Yeah, and have them run the other direction. Thank you so much.
Right.
You're welcome.
Hey, 347-838-903 is our number. And hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the Southwest.
In the Southwest? Okay. And you have a question for Brian?
Yes. Hi, Brian. Thank you very much for being on today. I do appreciate you doing a reading for me. I would like to know what's going on in my neighborhood. I had to take some action and rescue a couple dogs from a woman who abandoned them and has not come back to the house. And then I have another neighbor that has foreclosed on his home, and he's still there. These two individuals have caused some really bad destruction in this neighborhood, and I'd like to find out what's going on. Is it going to get better? It's a nice neighborhood. Everybody's nice and everything's good except for these two individuals that have wreaked havoc, and I have to get a neighbor involved with me to rescue these two poor dogs that were hungry and thirsty. And she pretty much abandoned them. I'd like to find out what's going on there.
What I'm picking up on is, one, you're an elemental, an incarnated elemental, who, and also it's been your life work, strangely enough, in many lifetimes, taking care of animals.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you felt compelled now to do something, is because you're inside your soul, you knew something had to be done. Someone had to take care of these animals.
The dog came to me in a dream and barked at me, and I knew at that moment that I had to do something. He communicated with me.
Yep. And you knew that because dreams are one of the most powerful communications we have with spirit.
Yeah.
And now what I'm being told is that these two individual. One, one, the female that, you know, left the animals to fend for themselves, strangely, will never return. She won't return.
Wow.
She just abandoned that entire house. She packed up very few belongings and just took off. Now, the man, strangely enough, okay, I keep hearing, let it go, let it go, let it go, which is telling me he's holding on to that house and that property just because he knows how, he's not a very nice individual. And I'm not taking that off of what you said, but what I'm picking up on from his energy is that he's not a very nice person. He's that kind of person that will take your most personal hell and make a joke out of it. He needs to just, unfortunately, be ran out of the neighborhood with pitchforks. That's just my thinking. But he needs to be run out. He really does, because strangely enough, since he's been there, the whole energy of the neighborhood has shifted.
Yes.
Because like before he was there, because what I'm picking up on is before he was there, it was nice, light, and airy, and it was beautiful, like he felt you can go outside and be safe. He moves in and it's like, there's no way in hell I'm going outside now.
Yeah, he destroyed the area. He destroyed the property, the earth. It's horrible. He destroyed everything with the tractor.
And it's bad. So, strangely enough, call upon the fairies, the gnomes, and all of the elementals to help you kind of push him out of the neighborhood.
Yes, I do every day, and I do see the elementals in the yard. I have my yard all natural, and they've been showing me their eyes, and I call on the angels because this place needs to become beautiful again.
And it will once you leave.
Will I be protected?
You are protected.
Okay.
Because you keep your yard all natural, which means you don't use any pesticides, herbicides, or anything like that.
No.
The fairies and the elementals don't like when people use pesticides and all that stuff. They don't like it because it's poison to them. But you keep it all natural to the point where they thrive and they make themselves known.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a circle of flowers, which strangely just a small circle or a big circle of flowers in your backyard, the mushrooms that happen to pop up and they're in a big circle. That's the fairies letting you know that they're around. That's the elemental to saying, hi, we're here. Thank you for taking care of us. And by you just doing that out of the kindness of your heart, they do watch over you, they do protect you, and they will help you when you call upon them.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that there's flowers that come overnight. There's flowers that I've never been seen before. And it's just a really beautiful thing. And I hate looking at his yard. It's just a disaster. It's completely bulldozed. There's nothing there. There's no life. And I would
it's
like to be here, but I've often thought of moving, but something keeps me here.
I was just about to say, I literally heard it loud and clear. Why should you be pushed out of your own house?
Right.
Why do you have to move? He needs to move. He's the one that's causing this destruction.
Right.
You're keeping it natural. You're keeping it light and love and airy and of home for the elementals. He needs to go.
Yeah.
He needs to take his tractor and haul it.
Yeah. Well, he sold his tractor, so it's not there anymore, but it's just his yard is full of tumbleweeds now. And as soon as he leaves, I'm going to go over there and see if I can clean up his yard. But I would like for it to thrive again with the plants that were there before. But so you're saying that I should just stay.
You stay. Call upon the elementals to help you. To say, please help me get him out of here.
Okay.
And strangely enough, just ask them, and all of a sudden you'll feel compelled to do something. You'll feel like, okay, something's telling me to do something. I have to go do this, or I have to, you know, call this person, get them involved, or whatever. You will feel the urge to do something, or all of a sudden, he just happens to walk up to your house, drop the keys off, and say, watch my house for me, I'm leaving.
Wow.
And boom. Like, literally, all you got to do is ask, be open to receiving, and watch the fun begin.
Okay. And so these two dogs that I helped, I hope they're going to be okay. I'm going to check up on them, but there was nothing more. I mean, there was enough. I had to do it. They were starving.
You, the dog, you actually saved the dog because I feel like if you had just completely ignored that dream, they would have been taken to an animal shelter, and they wouldn't have lasted long. But you gave them a new life, and I feel if you don't keep them, I feel that there is two loving families that are willing to take them.
Wonderful. Well, animal control did have to take them because the authorities came. They had to go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
But they promised me that they were going to adopt them out, and they promised me that they would not be euthanized. So I'm going to check on them, but I'm hoping that they're going to be with the family together.
I feel that they're going to be adopted out if they haven't been already.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good. I'm so glad. Oh, okay. Oh, Brian.
Check back.
Yes, I will. Brian, thank you so much. You gave me so
You're
much
welcome.
Hope. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed day.
And you also. Both of you.
I will.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for your call, Patricia. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Where are you calling from?
This is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And do you have a question for Brian?
Yes. This is about a past relationship of mine. And it's kind of been, like, heavy on my heart. I'm wondering, am I supposed to get back with this guy, or am I supposed to just move on and stay moved on?
Okay. The main thing I'm picking up on is you need to walk away.
Okay.
Reason being is because, honestly, and only you will know this, being around him or around this person, I feel so drained. And if I don't feel drained, I feel angry for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm picking up on that energy, and it's like, inside my heart, I feel like lava is boiling up inside me. It's like, I don't know what to do. I can't seem to shake this person. This person doesn't know what no is. Please leave me alone. All you need to do is, you know what? Surround him with white light, send him on his way, and just surround yourself with white light. But also, and do a cord cutting meditation where
yeah.
you ask, do you do a cord, go ahead.
because I left him a while ago. It seems like he still pops in and out of my business. Like he's trying to find out what I'm doing, and I don't know how to. Like I thought I cut it, like physically. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, there is that physical cut, but there's still energetic cords that we don't see that are attached to people. And so you have to go into like a, or you can just ask Archangel Michael. Say, Archangel Michael, please cut in several any energetic cords I have to this person. And Archangel Raphael, please come and heal those, any wounds that I may have, and let it be done. And so it is, and you just let it go.
Okay.
And also, why do I feel like you're running? Does this ever make you feel like you're running, you have to run away from everything just to get away from him?
Yeah, I moved because of him. I moved, and then I cut a lot of, like, people off, and, like, I thought that maybe, like, old friends that maybe been in contact with him, I just, you know, I even thought about moving out of state to basically get away from him.
You're giving him too much power.
Okay.
You're basically saying, here you go, I'm going to keep running every time you're throwing your power at him. No, you put your, like I tell people, and pardon my language, but you put either put your foot down or put it up his ass.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you put your foot down with him and say, you know what, enough is enough. I don't want you. I don't want nothing to do with you. It's over. You need to accept that. I need to move on. End of story. And if you keep coming at me, we are going to have some serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then you call upon your angel. Ask your angel to talk to his angel and get him to kind of fly away.
Okay.
Now, what's weird is that I'm picking up on this person's his energy, and let me say something. He is, there's something not quite right with him. The elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Yeah.
Like, there's something mentally wrong with him.
I noticed that.
Either he's depressed or bipolar or something.
It's like something he's always right angry. He's always angry or something. Or he, like, plots. He's always behind the scenes plotting to do something negative or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know what his motive is, you know. I just don't know. Like, he lives to make life miserable or something. I don't know.
Okay. As you were talking, I distinctly heard my angels tell me he has no angels because he's a dark entity. That's all, literally dark entities. And I'm talking about dark inside. And, you know, they are bent on destruction, misery, making your life a living hell. And the one thing that they don't like is when you wrap them in white light.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, no, I feel white light. Oh, hell no, I ain't going to be bothered with that no more. And you'll see, he'll just leave you alone. So surround him with white light and, you know, ask for your angels to form this circle around you, protection.
Okay.
And also, another good tool for you to use is when you get ready in the morning, surround yourself with the white light of the Christ consciousness. Ask that mirrors surround you. And these aren't physical mirrors where you'll see. These are mirrors that will face outward so that any negativity that is coming at you will reflect itself and it won't stay. Positive energy, when it reflects itself, will stay.
Mm-hmm.
So, take all of that and put it to use and watch him just walk away from you.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. 347-838-9903 is our number. We'll get back to the phones in just a sec. Brian, I had a couple questions for you from the chat room.
Okay.
Kathy says, my son Kevin is drag racing in Oklahoma for a TV episode. Do you see him winning, and or is this event expanding for him?
What was that again? He's in where?
She says, my son Kevin is drag racing today in Oklahoma for a TV episode. Do you see him winning, and or is this event expanding for him?
Strangely enough, I feel like he won't win, but it will expand for him. But what they're showing me is that it's going to, I feel halfway through it, he's going to be kind of booted out. But at the same time, it's going to expand for him. Because this is one of his stepping stones. This is showing me him walking upstairs, a stepping stone for him.
Okay.
It's going to turn into something. It's going to turn into something that no one ever thought possible for him, even himself.
Cool. I'll let you know if there's any follow up from her. Another person in the chat room, Mika, says she had a heated situation with her family, and she'd like to know what you're picking up on. She says it seems like it may be causing distance with my boyfriend. Or is he just giving me some time?
Strangely enough, the thing is with family, yes, we're related to them. But strangely enough, if they're not good for you, then it's okay to walk away from them. You know, my family, pardon my language, bitch and moan at each other or about each other, but at least we love each other hardcore. But you know what? If you have that constant distance from your family and they're making your life a living hell, it's time to be like, you know what? You people go your way, I'm going to go my way. But what's going on is it's actually causing a distance in that relationship. Because I feel like they don't approve of the relationship or don't approve of him. Okay. Their intentions are well, but their execution is poor, is what I'm being told, if that makes sense.
Okay, she says, my daughter called my parents about getting corrected on her disrespect.
The thing is, why is the child calling the grandparents for that when it should be you as the parent doing that?
And, Kathy, who has, whose son is drag racing, she says, thank you, and he's a plumber by trade. So,
awesome.
This is a good step in that direction for him. And I'll check back in there and see if there's any more follow-up. In the meantime, 247-838-9903 is the number here at Kathy Street. And have another call. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Kenya. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling?
I'm calling from Arizona.
And you have a question for Brian?
Yes. Thank you, Brian, for making yourself available to all of us
Oh, you're welcome.
My question is, I would like to reconnect with a past love interest. Do you see that happening?
No. Okay. Only because I feel this person is either seriously involved with somebody else or is married. And that they have completely moved on.
Okay. Alright.
Now, I know how, for some reason I feel like you had your heart set on him.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Okay. You're going to feel a little, I don't say upset, but a little hurt. But, and that's, and again, that's okay. You go through it, and then you'll meet somebody. And for, I don't know if this is 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. But I keep seeing the number three, or even in March. That will be, the only way I can describe it is strong. They have a strong personality that kind of, that will match your own. And that this person is the exact opposite of you. And you are the exact opposite of this person. I keep being told, like, a D name, like Dante or something. A D-A name. Dante, David, something like that. Kind of a muscular build, medium muscular build. Penetrating either blue or hazel eyes, and okay, and has a heart of gold. This is showing me he has a heart of gold, which tells me he is a very open-hearted individual who will love you and care for you and treat you right.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Which I actually feel like is a bit of a step up from some of the guys you've dated.
Okay.
Right. I feel like some of the guys that you've been with were real losers.
Hmm. Okay. Never really thought. I mean, they were, I guess, nice guys as far as I was concerned. Just not really motivated in life to do much of anything until the last love interest that you said has moved on. He was, you know, kind of an I pictured as ideal.
Well, you know what? He was your soulmate.
Oh, God.
Now, see, here's the thing, though. Soulmate, twin flame energy. Some people are ending up with their twin flame soulmate energy, and some aren't. That's because there is karmic debt that has to be paid. You know, either in a past life, something happened and the relationship didn't get fulfilled or completed. So you come back in again in this life to fulfill that relationship, and once it's done, they move on, you move on. But for sometimes the other person, it's like, but I don't want to move on, I want this person.
Okay.
This is the person I consider the love of my life. This is someone I want to be with. Trust me, I've been there before. Mm. I've walked that path. I've cried many tears over it. And now you open yourself up and get ready for the right one to come into your life. Sometimes your soulmate, your twin flame, is not the right one for you to be with.
That just sounds so odd, but okay. Yeah, if I have to move on, I have to move on. So, Cuddy, you mentioned something about cutting cords, so I guess that's what I need to do.
Yes.
How do I go about doing that? Because the thought of him is just so dominant, and it's been dominant for like the last, you know, week or two, so I don't really know how to disconnect.
Okay. What you do is you know, you can do this right before you go to sleep at night, or when you get off the phone here, you just mm-hmm. ask Archangel Michael, please cut any energetic cords and or sever any energetic cords that I may have to this person so that I can move on and they can move on. Archangel Raphael, please heal any wounds that I may have or any holes I may have so I can move on. Now, you ask, and this goes for the person that I told about the cord cutting, is you may feel emotional afterwards. That's because you went very deep into it and really made some cutting cords. The more you do it, the more less emotional you become because mm-hmm. it's not as difficult to do as it is in the first part.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, just ask and know that what you asked for is happening. You'll feel it. You'll feel like, strangely enough, you feel like you carried this big heavy load up a steep mm-hmm. hill. And when you put it down, it's like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
Okay. Because the separation between the two was, I don't know, it was just kind of odd. So I don't know why we kind of went our separate ways. So I was really kind of looking for closures, like if it was something I did or said that may have offended them or.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you know, you and me, you are me when I was 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years ago. I couldn't stop thinking about this specific person.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone I met who does this work told me, you're going to get back together with him. You're going to get back together with him.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me hope, but the more and more I got into it, the more and more he drifted away.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved on to his life. And I haven't talked to him since 2011. And the sad part is I found out recently he's engaged to be married. And you can imagine that was like taking a dagger to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel that impact and then you let it resonate. You heal from it. You move on. And nobody can tell you, you knew about this a week ago. Time to move on. No, you mm-hmm. take your time. It's a process.
Okay.
So the more you go about it, the more it'll happen. And the more you'll find yourself open to being with somebody else.
Got it. Sounds great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for your call. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. We are joined by Psychic Medium Brian Warner. And hi. Here you go. Hi. Thank you for hanging on. What's your first name?
Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Where are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. I love it.
Thanks.
How can Brian help you today?
I was wondering if you would take a look at my love life and see if you see anything coming up.
Okay. Are you seeing somebody right now?
No.
I have to say your love life has not been the most pleasant one. And why do I feel like you're the one that's always giving 150% of yourself to people?
Yep.
And you're lucky if you get 1% of it back.
Yep.
The thing is with you, what you need to do is you need to know that you are worth it.
I am. And I do.
You need to know that you're worth it so that other people will know that you're worth it. You don't have to do for others to make them happy. Have somebody do for you so that you can feel that you are happy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Okay. I totally agree.
Because you know what? we give 150% of ourselves to people, and then we're upset because we're lucky if we get a percent of that back. And then we start, things start falling apart, and it's like, we take blame for it, and it's like, I did nothing wrong. I did everything right. You're the one that did something wrong. So I'm going to change that, and the next person I get with, they're going to, you know, it's okay to make people jump through hoops and obstacles. And if they're the right person for you, they will overcome every obstacle you throw at them. But you're not going to meet a good guy until January.
Okay.
Because they're showing me, it's like that old fairy tale. You have to kiss a ton of frogs in order to find your prince.
I say that all the time.
So if you can hold out until January, that's like what? 6 months away? 6-7 months away? You can wait until January. You'll be fine. You'll actually, okay. What's weird is, how do I put this to words? Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. The guy that they're showing me that's for you, he looks like a famous actor, and I can't remember his name, but he was engaged to that Omarosa from The Apprentice. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. He was in that Tom Hanks movie. Is that, I think, The Green Mile. But anyway, he's tall.
She?
It's a he.
Oh, it's a he. Good, because I'm not into she.
No.
Okay.
H-E.
Okay.
African American, broad nose, full mouth.
African American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't go there. All right.
It's all good.
All right.
And you'll know who this person is, because when you first meet them, the one thing you'll notice about them is his heart, because that's what they're taking you to, his heart.
Okay.
And see, that's the true test of a good person, is because, one, you're always giving your heart to others, they're not really looking at what their heart is. So, it'll just make you notice it, how good and pure of heart he is.
Do I know them already?
No. Not at all. This is a person you'll meet just by circumstance, by chance. Because they're showing me how. And the reason why I know it'll be by chance is because usually when they show me somebody walking through a door, that's my sign for it's by chance. So you may happen to be walking into work or, you know, walking into a store or whatever, and all of a sudden, you just happen to look and he just happens to pop up right there. And you'll know his heart because you'll feel or see his heart of gold. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's like a knowing of, there you are. Where the hell have you been all my life? Because he is not like the others. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because they're explaining to me, and my brain's like, huh? So I'm just saying it like they're explaining it to me. So I'm like, does that make sense?
Okay.
But yeah, just hold out until January. And in the meantime, enjoy being single. Enjoy life as a single person, and then enjoy life in a relationship. I mean, come on, it has to get better, because all the other people you date at work, suckers, I mean, they will suck you dry.
Yeah.
So now it's time for you to get your prep.
Do you see anything changing with business?
As far as business?
Yeah.
Not until... Not until this time of next year. Things will be at the point where you can maintain everything. But then next year, things just happen to skyrocket.
Okay.
Because they're showing me... And the thing is, what they're showing, what Spirit is showing me is you have your business will skyrocket around the same time the economy takes an uphill, goes uphill and does a lot better, which won't be until July of next year. But you'll be able to maintain everything and kind of just cruise along, and then boom.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell things?
I sell a service.
Okay. Because I keep seeing sales. So sales of services is sales. Okay, because I kept seeing sales. And it wasn't something like clothing or anything like that. I just kept seeing the sales.
Yeah, sales are low right now.
But also, research and look into so many other avenues you can take for that.
That's what I'm doing.
And you'll see, and everything starts out slow. You know, getting the ball rolling starts out very, very slow to the point where you actually wonder if the ball's moving at all. And then all of a sudden, boom, it starts speeding up and you're like, hot damn, let's go. And then you just see everything skyrocketing and you see everything happening and things are going good, so.
At this point, it wouldn't take much to impress me.
What was that?
At this point, it would not take much to impress me.
So, what I'm saying is, keep doing what you're doing. Maintain how you're handling things. Research your other avenues, and you'll see how things will quickly shift this time next year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your help.
Thanks. I appreciate you, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Many blessings.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Hello. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi. Thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Devin.
Hi, Devin. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay. And you have a question for Brian today?
Yes, I wanted to know if when would I meet my twin flame? Will I meet it this year or next year? And what are her characteristics? I mean, out of she her attitude and characteristics.
Okay. See, you're one to go for the beauty of the inside and not so much the outside. And you're not going to, strangely enough, you've been acquainted with this woman. You may have seen, met her once or twice, and that's about it. But she's going to come back around.
Is somebody met already?
Yeah. See, they're showing me that it's somebody that you know, but not too familiar with. Does that make sense? It's like an acquaintance, never once or twice.
Okay. So someone's been through somebody. I don't really. I've seen her, but I haven't talked to her on a one-on-one basis as of yet.
Exactly. You met her once or twice, but that's as far as it went. Now, I don't know if she has natural curly hair or she curls her hair, but she has curls to her hair. And it looks to me to be like a auburn color. Like an autumn auburn color is what it looks like to me.
Okay. Wow. God, you
know, I've
had it before a while.
And the thing, you'll meet her, again, I don't know if it's 3 weeks, 3 months, or it's from March. Okay. You'll meet her in March again. And this time, go up and talk to her. Do you go to the clubs almost every other weekend or go out every other weekend?
To the clubs?
Yeah.
No, I used to, like 4 or 5 years ago, I used to dramatically, stop doing that, so.
Because I feel like, I don't know if it's the party I'm at that I've seen her or at a club, but I feel like you've met her once or twice at a club or at a party.
So it must have been like to a friend or...
I don't know. Your friends were with you when you met her, but not through a friend.
Okay.
See, the thing is that... What's weird to me is that you are not one to kind of be shy in going up and talking to women.
But for some reason,
what was that? But for some reason, I just felt like you've seen her. But something kept you planted right where you were. Like you couldn't really move. Now whether that was lack of interest or lack of whatever, but I feel like something kept you there and you didn't really go over and talk to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And so they're showing me now, I really don't know if you have a type of woman that you go for, but they're showing me she's not really your type of person you would go for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she somewhat attractive, or?
She's a beautiful woman, inside and out. See, to me, if you're beautiful inside, you're beautiful outside.
Right.
Same thing goes for if you're ugly inside, then you're ugly outside. But I feel she's a very beautiful woman light complexion. Now, either she does have a bit of an olive-colored skin to her, olive-complected, so either she could be Latina or Italian, but I feel like she is a very beautiful woman. Literally the distinct opposite of you are.
Okay.
Because I feel like, given the circumstances, you've got a bold personality, and she's more on the laid-back side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, when you meet her, okay, she'll either have the name Angie or Angela. Or Ange, or something. It's almost like an A-N-G name. Angela, Angie, Ange.
Okay. I think it's one up the street. Supermarket. I don't know if that's, she's like Latina, but I don't know if that's saying what he's talking about.
Is she short? See, I'm 6'4", so everybody who loves me is shorter than I am. Is she about 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah, something like that.
Because that's what I'm seeing. This woman you're going to meet in March is about 5'6 or 5'7". So I would not be one bit surprised if it's the same person you're talking about at the supermarket. Just remember, spirits, when they want you to meet somebody, they will move heaven and earth for you to meet that person. even if it's just somebody you live next door to 10 years and you didn't even bat an eyelash at. So, like I said, they will move heaven and earth to get you to meet somebody because they'll know that this person is for you.
Okay, alright. Keep an eye out for that, man. See what happens.
What was that?
I thought I'd keep an eye out for that and see what happens. So she's a soulmate or a twin flame?
Well, see, the soulmate and twin flame is pretty much the same thing. From my own research, it's pretty much the same thing. And you'll meet her when you meet this person, even if it's the same person you're talking about at the supermarket. Strangely enough, if she's somebody you wouldn't normally bat an eyelash at, but something all of a sudden you meet her and everything seems right, it's like, wow. You almost ask yourself, well, where has this person been all my life? You know, it's that awe moment of, wow, you really are a beautiful person. You know what? And you start, strangely enough, the right people, like I said earlier in the show, the right people will come into your life and change your whole perspective. And you start to see yourself change into a more positive person, into a more better person. I know I'm probably having my English teacher cringe when I said more better, but sorry about that. But you change into a better person. So you'll know when you meet her. You'll be like blown away.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name's Lola.
Hi, Lola. Where are you calling from?
From Florida.
And what's your question for Brian?
I want to know what you see for my love life.
Okay. Are you seeing somebody right now?
I'm interested in someone.
Because honestly, your love life's not going anywhere for a while.
Okay.
It's really not. I mean, they're showing me the way things are now. It's the same way they're going to be for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Now, again, free will has a way of fluctuating things. So you may become interested in somebody else, and that may take off, or you may stay interested in this person, and things will unfold very, very slowly. But what I'm seeing is that it's going to take about a year and a half for the interest you're in now to even grow into anything.
Okay.
And I think right now, the way things are, and if they stay that way, the most you're going to get out of this interest would be just a friendship.
That makes sense, actually. I mean, I'm not stuck on this person. I'm willing to find someone else.
And see, the thing is, we don't have to go look for love. You know, love will find us.
Exactly. I believe that, too. But
it's like a universal law. Once they stop thinking about it, once they stop praying about it, once they stop worrying about it, it's going to fall directly into my lap.
Yeah. So this person that I'm sort of interested in, I'm not 100% crazy about this person. Do you feel like he has feelings for me or no?
Like I said, the most you'll get out of him would be a friendship. So there's no romantic connection there.
Okay. And he pretty much doesn't want to tell me that.
What's weird is because, okay, they're showing me you on one side of him and him looking the other way at somebody else.
He's got out of a really long relationship, and I think he still likes this person that they were together 11 years.
Because what I'm seeing is that he, it's like he's with somebody else.
That's what I feel.
And he knows that there's feelings for him on your part. But he's not going to reciprocate that back because it's not what he wants. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
So, it's like you're going to, like, if you continue on with him,
yeah,
at least the most you'll get is a friendship out of him.
Yeah, I know that. I pretty much know that.
So, open yourself up to love and let it come to you.
Well, there was another guy that I met that I really liked, and he lived kind of far away, so we didn't keep going with it.
Did you meet him online?
Uh-huh.
Good thing you cut that out.
Well,
because literally when you said you met, he lives far away, I distinctly heard there's too many secrets there.
Yeah, we're not involved. I just met him briefly, and I never met him in person, so.
Good. Well, the good thing you cut that out, because if you didn't, it would not have been a pretty thing.
Why is that?
Because he has one too many dark secrets
that
he doesn't say to anybody.
Okay.
Like I tell people, you can't lie to me, because I will call your bullshit in a heartbeat. Maybe that's the reason why so many people don't really like me.
Right. So you don't see anybody new coming in for me?
No, not right now. Only because right now you... Right now I feel like being in a relationship with more of something you want now. Does that make sense?
It's something that I want?
Yeah.
Well, I want it with the right person. I don't want it with just anybody.
Because what they're showing me is you wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or to have companionship.
Yeah, with the right person.
I feel like you keep looking.
Not, you know, it's got to be the right person. Not just anyone.
I know that, but what they're showing me is you looking at all these different people. And it's like nothing's fitting.
Yeah, none of these guys really fit.
It's because right now, the person you need, not that you like to rescue men with issues, it's just that right now, you need to take care of you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, don't worry about all those fellas out there. Worry about you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and that, strangely enough, that's easier said than done.
So, one last thing. Do you think that I'll be moving, relocating soon?
I see you in one part of Florida and moving to another. So you will be moving, but still in the same state.
Do you know when?
June of next year.
Okay.
Where are you at currently in Florida? Are you in the southern part of Florida?
I'm in the central Florida.
Okay. You'll be moving up closest towards the Georgia-Florida border.
Okay.
I mean, you'll be right near the border where you can just sit and you're right in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate your
reading. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We are quickly running out of time. We're going to try and squeeze in another caller. I just want to mention, if you couldn't get through, you can connect with Brian at his website, brianwarner.wix.com/inside-out. And if you didn't have a chance to jot that down, go to psychictapestry.page. You would have links to that. And to Brian's Facebook page as well. But I appreciate all the questions from the chat room and all the calls, and I'll try and squeeze in another one or two here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? And that one went away. Let's try another one. Hi, thanks for holding on. What's your first name?
Yes, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
And you have a question for Brian?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
All right, thank you all for your time. I just want to ask about my finances. I'm struggling with my rent this month, and I'm trying to get up the money to pay it. I have until Monday to do it. I've been going to different churches and organizations, getting a little bit out of time, but I'm still short about $500. How do you see that coming out for me?
Okay. What you do is, now, I've seen people do what I'm about to tell you to do, and it works. It always works out in the 11th hour for them. All you need to do is ask your angel or God and say, I need money to pay my rent. Don't put a money amount on it. Don't put any limits on it. Just say, I need a payment for my rent. And then let it go. And you'll see, boom, 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 boom. You'll happen to be walking down the street and find $20. Or someone says to you, hey, I don't know why, but I feel like I have to give this to you. Spirit will find, all you got to do is ask, and Spirit will find a way to get it to you.
Okay.
Now, for me, it usually happens in the 11th hour, 59 minutes to go. But you know, ask your higher power, ask God, the angels, to help you to receive that. And you'll all of a sudden it just pops up out of nowhere.
Wow. Okay. If I have called on my spirit guides and angels for support and for help and to try to manifest the $500, I left it alone, so I trust and I believe that it will come to pass.
And you know what? A friend of mine, she left everything. She left her nursing career to do this work.
Right.
And all of a sudden, when money starts to get tight, she just asked, and out of nowhere, after a very stormy night, she goes to get a trash can, and there was enough money stuck to the inside of the trash can for her to go food shopping to get food for the work.
My Lord.
Yeah. So, all you gotta do is ask, be open to receiving, and watch it happen.
Yes, sir.
But also, if you feel the need, by asking, and all of a sudden you are open and you feel, okay, let me go ask this person. That is Spirit also saying to you, go to that person. That person's gonna help you. Go ask them.
Right.
And you go and ask them, and all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, sure, here you go. I'll lend you this money, and just make sure you pay me back when you can.
Right. Now, I did ask my friend. He's a classmate of mine. He's a former NFL star. And I asked him, you know, would he help me out? And he told me to send him his address. And I don't know if he's going to send it in time before Monday. Couldn't he receive any something from him by Monday?
Did you get your mail today?
Yes, sir. I haven't received it today. I just checked.
Well, then you'll probably get it. If he sent it when he said he sent it, you'll probably get it on Monday.
Wow. Now, see, I don't know if he really sent it off yet. Because I checked him and asked him. Yeah,
the person you're talking about is somebody that would not leave you hanging.
Oh, yeah, he would not.
He's a man of his word. If he says he sent it to you, he sent it to you. Because he's one of those people. I don't feel the need or desire to have to lie to somebody.
Right.
I want you to know. If you come to me for help, I'm going to help you.
Right. Yes, sir.
And things like this happen. And honestly, things like this happen to teach us a lesson, to teach us to be humble and to know that when we get in a jam, all you're going to do is ask.
Right. Yes, sir. That's true. Well, I know you don't have much time, but I just want to know, you know, I've been single for a long time, and I just want to know, do you see a really good woman coming into my life? Someone that, you know, that we can probably get married.
You will, but you gotta learn to love yourself first.
Right.
That's the thing. She will come into your life, but you need to learn to love yourself first.
Yeah. Well, I love myself, you know, but there's probably some things I need to tighten up on. Yeah. But is it any time soon I meet this person? Or have I already met her?
No, you haven't met. You'll meet this person in about 2.5 years.
Jesus, that long?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Only because Only because you got a lot of internal soul searching to do.
About two and a half.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, you don't know what you want in life.
Well, I do know that I want a real nice, honest, religious woman in my life. And, yeah, I do know that. I want somebody that, you know, compatible to me and understand me. Yeah.
But see, if you look at the course of history and you look at all the relationships in your life outside of yourself, you'll notice that people are more compatible if they're the exact opposite of you. Because they are everything you're not and you're everything they're not. So you have that perfect balance.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, you got a lot of soul searching to do. You got a lot of internal soul searching work to do before you are ready for a relationship.
And I hate to butt in here, but Melvin, but we are running out of time. Thanks to everybody who called. I wanted to go ahead and give Brian a chance to give kind of a general reading for someone who may not be listening right now, but will be listening to the podcast later this week.
Okay. I actually went and pulled the card prior to the show from the Daily Guidance from Your Angels Oracle Cards by Dorian Virtue. And the card that popped out was the Giving and Receiving card. And what's going on is, in order for us to give, we have to receive first. So anything that you're looking for outside of yourself, whether it's happiness, love, friendship, joy, peace, you have to receive it within yourself first. Receive it first before you can give it to others. And so, again, as you give, you receive. Give your heart to someone. Make sure you're receiving that your heart, their heart too. It's all about the energy exchange of giving and receiving. And it says on the bottom of the card, the entire universe operates in cycles similar to inhalations and exhalations. When you only exhale, give, or only inhale, receive, you become out of rhythm with the universe. For optimal health, energy, replenishment, balance each inhalation in your life with an exhalation. So as you breathe, you got to exhale. As you receive, you give. And also, that goes with everything else in your life. If you have things you're holding on to, how can you reach for the receive the future if you're holding on to the past? So I'm going to leave you all with that food for thought.
Nice. Thank you so much for joining us today, Brian. If you want to find out more about Brian, you can check out his website, brianwarner.wix.com/inside-out. We've got links on our Facebook page to Brian's website if you weren't able to drop that down, and also to his Facebook page and the that he's involved with coming up this fall. So hopefully check that out. And thanks to everybody who called in today. Apologies to those who could have missed you. But if you have a question...
Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you, Brian. If you have a question for Brian, hit the Twitter and
ha 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 ha